الحمد لله رب العالمين، والعاقبة للمتقين، والصلاة والسلام على حبيبنا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ومن يعظم شعائر الله فإنها من تقوى القلوب. وقال سيدنا وحبيبنا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: من حج فلم يرفث ولم يفسق رجع من ذنوبه كيوم ولدته أمه، وكما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. وقال سيدنا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أيضا: من آذى أهل المدينة فقد آذاه الله، وعليه لعنة الله والملائكة والناس أجمعين، لا يقبل الله منهم صرف ولا عدل، أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. وبعد، الحمد لله ثم الحمد لله on the most precious gift of Iman, Islam, the honor of being in the Ummah of our beloved Nabi Kareem صلى الله عليه وسلم. Amongst the pillars of Islam and amongst the great honors that Allah Ta'ala has blessed us on account of being linked to Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is the great honor of Hajj, of the Baytullah. Some important lessons that we learn. One is the importance, the compulsion of Hajj for whomsoever has the means to do so, physical ability as well as financial means. And Allah Ta'ala has made matters very, very easy for those who can and afford and have the means to do so. Great glad tidings that our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gives, that that person who performs Hajj refrains from lewdity, lewd speech and shamelessness and other sins, returns from Hajj like the day one's mother had given birth to oneself, completely cleansed of sins. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has also mentioned, on the other hand, a stern warning that that person who has the means to perform Hajj and yet does not do so. And these are very strong words from Rahmatul Lil Alameen, the one who is a mercy unto all the realms and worlds. Then I do not care whether that person dies a Jew or Christian. So Hajj has a great effect in establishing Iman, the yaqeen and conviction of the beauty of Islam. In the ayat of Quran Sharif recited, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah Azza wa Jal says that that person who venerates and gives honor and sanctity to those things that are undoubtedly the inherent signs of this deen, the masajid, the adhan, the Quran azim, those who are the carriers of the knowledge of deen, the city of Makkah Mukarrama, the city of Madina Tayyiba, the various places of Hajj, Mina, Muzdalifah, Arafat, whomsoever gives veneration and honor to those things which are the inherent signs of the deen of Allah Ta'ala, the Qurbani animals, the animals slaughtered during Hajj, then that emanates from taqwa, from piety of the heart. So to give its true veneration and honor at all times, to have its reverence in our hearts, and this desire to continuously visit those places, and to have this firm desire and make fervent dua, for indeed Allah Ta'ala alone is the one who opens up means for a person to go there. This is such a great action that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Wallah, forgive those who perform Hajj, and those for whom the Hajj seeks forgiveness, forgive them as well. Wallah, forgive those who have performed Hajj. Allahumma aghfir lil Hajj wa liman istaghfara lahul Hajj. Those who have performed Hajj and for those whom the Hajj begs forgiveness, O Allah, forgive them. In the words of our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as said, these are the inherent signs of the deen of Allah Ta'ala, a definite sign, an establishing of Iman. Number of years ago, when having the honor of previously going for Hajj, we met a senior alim in Madina Munawara who mentioned an amazing incident, a story, that a person had come to the Mufti of Bosnia, which is him, that the Mufti performs his daughter's nikah, and that she would be marrying a person who had reverted to Islam. Now, unusually, the Mufti told him that come back after some time. He came a second time, again he put it off. When he came back after some, he says, this is not something that you usually would delay. Tell me the reason for this. So the Mufti mentions that he himself was previously a Christian, had reverted to Islam. And look at the honor Allah Ta'ala then gave him. He goes on to acquire the knowledge of deen, becoming the senior Mufti of that region. He recounts his story that after Islam, there were still doubts, there were questions that lingered. But he says, the moment I went and performed Hajj, then all of those automatically dissipated, were removed. Hajj teaches us the lesson of Iman. It teaches us simplicity, that in the days of Hajj, the entire Ummah, a united Ummah, in exactly the same clothing, no matter which race, which nation a person comes from, no matter the financial status, a person with meager means who has come there, a billionaire who has come there, everyone dressed in the same two sheets of ihram, the unity of the Ummah, the beauty of Iman and Islam, the worry and concern of the remaining part of the Ummah, the du'as fervently for respective communities, countries, for the entire Ummah, an amazing effect of Hajj on the unity of the Ummah, the worry and concern for the well-being of the entire Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One of the signs of a Hajj that is Hajj Mabrur, a pious accepted Hajj. And look at the beauty of the words of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in fostering unity during Hajj. Three signs mentioned in one hadith: soft and kind speech to others, to make salam as much as possible, and to feed as much as possible, that these carry great virtue while at the same time fostering this unity of brotherhood within the Ummah. Furthermore, immense virtues and benefits if we merely think about the truthfulness of Islam, that all of these venerated places during Hajj, whether it is Mina, whether it is Muzdalifah, whether it is the plains of Arafat, in that wukuf of Arafat between Zawal and sunset, where the Hujjaj fervently engage in sincere dua, sincere tawbah and repentance, a lesson for the Hujjaj, those whom Allah Ta'ala had honored with Hajj, whether it is this year or in previous years. Let us not forget those pledges and promises we had made to Allah Ta'ala when repenting from our sins. One of the signs of repentance is to leave that sin and forsake it for life. We are insan, we make mistakes, we slip. We beg Allah immediate forgiveness, but never to forget those pledges that we had made to Allah Ta'ala. Amongst the signs that a person returns from Hajj improved in every way, in our salah, consistency and punctuality, in the quality of salah, in humility, in akhlaq and character, in one's dealings, in every way that Hajj uplifts a person. If we think on one point, so the Mufti of Bosnia said that after having performed that Hajj, all of those doubts and questions that were in his mind automatically were removed. If one thinks about the following, that during the days of Hajj, as sinful as a person maybe cannot deny the amazing attachment and the effects of the time spent, whether in Makkah Mukarramah, whether in Muzdalifah, Arafat, Mina, but go to that very same place at any other time of the year, those effects are definitely not there, not the same, which shows that those effects are there because Allah Ta'ala has made it sanctious, a sign of the truthfulness of Islam, the existence of Allah Azza wa Jal. And Allah has given great honor to the Mubarak cities of Makkah Mukarramah, Medina Munawwara. One salah in the city of Makkah Mukarramah is equivalent to 100,000 salahs anywhere else. Subhanallah, just one salah performed there in the haram of Makkah Mukarramah is equivalent to 100,000 salahs performed elsewhere. Allah Ta'ala has made Makkah Mukarramah, the precincts of the Kaaba Sharif, the haram of Makkah entirely, a place of great sanctity, that blood cannot be shed in those places. One is not allowed to carry weapons for fighting purposes. Even trees and grass should not be uprooted unless for the purposes of necessity. Animals cannot be hunted in the precincts of the Haram Sharif. Similar injunctions to Medina Munawwara. While on the same time, Allah Ta'ala should bless us the honor, inshallah, with Hajj and Umrah continuously. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions they try to follow up Hajj and Umrah frequently with each other. It removes, on the one hand, poverty, while at the same time it is a cleansing and continuous removal of sins as well. Umrah performed in the month of Ramadan is equivalent to performing Hajj with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. On the other hand, those whom Allah Ta'ala blesses the honor of visiting those places, while rewards are multifold, sin, guna and haram is similarly much more severe. So much so Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran Azim, وَمَنْ يُرِدْ فِيهِ بِإِلْحَادٍ بِظُلْمٍ نُذِقْهُ مِنْ عَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ. The one who does not do, who intends a sinful action in Makkah Mukarramah, listen to the words, who intends an evil action, a deviation from deen in the city of Makkah Mukarramah, then Allah Ta'ala says, we will make that person taste a severely excruciating, a very, very painful punishment. So important is humility, respect, to guard our tongues, to refrain from sin, especially in those places. On the night when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was leaving Makkah Mukarramah, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, this was on Hijrah, turned around and faced Makkah Mukarramah and said, "Then the Qasam of Allah, you are the most beloved of cities and places to me. Had my people not forced me to leave you, I am forced into migration, I would never have forsaken you for any other place." Now look at the beauty of Islam. Allah Ta'ala then honors with Medina Munawwara, the Hijrah, just as Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's original hometown and birthplace, Makkah Mukarramah, is described in the previous scriptures with the many qualities of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the city towards where Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would migrate and where the most auspicious place on earth, the Mubarak Qabr of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, where the mercies of Allah Ta'ala descends continuously, where Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is alive in his Qabr, has also been described with great detail in the previous scriptures. In fact, in some of the books of history, a kitab called Wafa'ul Wafa, long before there were inhabitants in Medina Munawwara, a king from Yemen by the name of Tubba was passing those lands, and he had with him many ulama, the ulama of truth, of the scriptures of the time. When they saw this land with the mountains surrounding it, the specific description, they said to this believing king that this is the land towards where the final Nabi will migrate, and we seek your permission to remain here so that if in our lifetime he migrates, we can help him, render him assistance. He not only allowed them, built for all of them homes, built one home specifically advising that if he happens to migrate in your time, then this is the home that I have constructed for him to live in. And this is the origins of the Ansar of Medina Munawwara. It's that very same home that came down eventually to Sayyidina Abu Ayyub al-Ansari radiallahu an, when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam took up residence initially on arrival in Medina Munawwara. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam on arrival in Medina Tayyiba made abundant du'as that, oh Allah, you have made the city of Makkah Mukarramah, the haram of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, your bosom friend. I'm your humble servant and your messenger. So bless Medina Munawwara, and bless it with a double blessing, bless in its weighing measures, bless in its scales, bless us in the city of Medina Munawwara with double the barakah that you had given to Makkah Mukarramah. And Allah Ta'ala accepted the dua of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that every Nabi had a specified place, and mine is Medina Munawwara. One cannot deny the serenity, the peace that is in Medina Munawwara, the great selfless sacrifices of the original residents, the Ansar, who rendered selfless assistance. That is why Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, a sign of true iman is love for the Ansar. A sign of nifaq and hypocrisy is to detest, abhor, and hate the Ansar of Medina Tayyibah. During the days of Hajj, one of the inherent signs is the pelting of the Jamarat. Spare a thought for the sincerity, the passion of the sacrifices of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam and his family. His wife Hazrat Hajar radiallahu anha, running in desperation between Safa and Marwa, in desperate search of water or any assistance. And there was nobody else there but she and her little newborn child. This action in submissiveness, unquestioning, complete submission to Allah Ta'ala, became so beloved that Hajj and Umrah is incomplete without the sa'i between Safa and Marwa. It is due to this immense sacrifice that Allah Ta'ala has blessed us with that water that flows up to this day, the water of Zamzam, that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says about, that with whatever niyyah and intention a person drinks it, it will be granted by Allah Azza wa Jal, en route to the supreme sacrifice of slaughtering his beloved son, the prime age of 13 years old, extremely beloved to him, but to put him to the slaughter as per the command of Allah Ta'ala. And at three places shaitan tried to dissuade him, and he pelts him at shaitan, and this becomes an integral part of Hajj, the pelting of the Jamarat. So Medina Tayyiba comes with its immense blessings. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, and in here his prophecies, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, تُفْتَحُ الْيَمَنِ فَيَأْتِي قَوْمٌ وَيَبُصُّونَ وَيَتَحَمَّلُونَ بِأَهْلِهِمْ وَمَنْ أَطَاعَهُمْ وَالْمَدِينَةُ خَيْرٌ لَهُمْ لَوْ كَانُوا يَعْلَمُونَ. That Yemen in the future will be conquered, and it did happen so, and many, many people will come and go there to take up residence. And it has its own blessings, but Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says Medina was far better for them if only they knew. Similar things about Sham, Syria and its surroundings, and Iraq as well, that people will go there in numbers if only they knew Medina Munawwara was better for them. In the end times, and before that, every aspect of Medina Munawwara is blessed. The Masjid of Quba, the first masjid in Islam, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentions performing salah there, two rakas of salah, brings the reward of an entire umrah. Jabalun yuhibbuna wa nuhibbuh. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says about the Mount of Uhud in Medina Tayyiba, it is a mountain from Jannat. We love it and it loves us. What an honor to look at that mountain that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam looked at, took refuge during the battle of Uhud. One occasion Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was climbing Mount Uhud with Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar, Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhum. When the mountain started to shake, and Rasulullah put his Mubarak foot in it and said that remain steadfast, today there is none upon you except a Nabi, a Siddiq, and a prophecy that two shaheeds, two martyrs, the Shahadat of Sayyidina Umar, Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhum, are prophesied at that time already. In end times it will be a fortress of Iman. Nabi Sallallahu says that in the end times, Iman in its sincere and true form will find its way to Medina Munawwara, just like a snake slithers back to its hole. The only places where Dajjal will not be able to penetrate and enter will be the city of Makkah Mukarramah, the city of Medina Tayyiba, where at every entry point there are many malaika and angels guarding it. Shaitan, that is Dajjal, and plagues cannot enter into it. In fact, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam details that Dajjal will come there and take up residence on the salty ground outside of Medina Munawwara, will find it impossible to penetrate. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says a person will stand up to him who will be the best of people at that time. And when Dajjal will be now claiming divinity for himself that he is the Lord, Allah will allow him to show supernatural actions. Those who follow him will live in prosperity. Those who oppose him will be severely tested with drought and hunger, but will be rewarded immensely by Allah Ta'ala. A man will stand up to him and say, that I testify you are that imposter and that Dajjal that our Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has told us about. Dajjal will try to gain back favor and say, and also Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam tells us, when Dajjal comes there outside of in Medina Munawwara, there will be three earthquakes. Every disbeliever and every munafiq will be ejected, will happily leave Medina Tayyiba. It is Allah's way of cleansing it. This man, Dajjal, will say to him and the people around him, if I kill this man and bring him back to life, will you still doubt that I am the Supreme Lord? He will kill this man, bring him back to life. Allah will allow this to happen to test the iman of people. This man will then profess to Dajjal and say that I am now more convinced than ever that you are the imposter Dajjal, because Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has told us that you will do this. He will try to kill him a second time, will have no power over him. So that we love these places, have the fervent desire, make an effort to visit as frequently as possible, to make dua for its protection. Give me all of us tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. humble request, inshallah, once again, that we contribute to the house of Allah Ta'ala. All the masajid of this world are linked to the Kaaba Sharif, the Haram Sharif. So any connection to the house of Allah Ta'ala is immensely rewarded by Allah Ta'ala. Allah loves that wealth that is spent in the cause of His house. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. One hadith I forgot to mention, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that whoever of you has it in the means to die in Madinah Tayyibah should make that effort, because I will intercede for the person who dies in Madinah Munawwara. Should have that desire, make dua for it. Also, whomsoever visits the qabr of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be an interceder as well as a witness in favor of such a person on the day of Qiyamah, inshallah. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, wal aqibatu lil muttaqeen, wa salatu wa salamu ala habibina wa shafi'ina wa maulana Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Amma ba'du, fa ya ayyuhal nas, ittaqullaha azza wa jalla fi sirri wal alan, fa inna allaha yuhibbul muttaqeen, wa man yattaqillah yaj'al lahu makhraja, wa yarzuqhu min haythu la yahtasib. ومن يتوكل على الله فهو حسبه أيها المسلمون فلنشكر الله عز وجل على جميع نعمه التي لا تعد ولا تحصى وأهمها نعمة الإيمان ومن مظاهر الإيمان تعظيم شعائر الله فإن الله عز وجل قال ومن يعظم شعائر الله فإنها من تقوى القلوب ومن شعائر دين الإسلام أعمال الحج وأمكنتها المقدسة ومن شعائر الإسلام تعظيم ومحبة مكة المكرمة التي تزداد فيها ثواب الصلاة بألف مئة على غيرها من المساجد ومن تعظيم شعائر دين الله المحبة للمدينة المنورة التي هي قبة الإسلام ودار الإيمان وأرض الهجرة ومبوأ الحلال والحرام فقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الصلاة في مسجدي هذا أفضل من ألف صلاة فيما سواه من المساجد إلا المسجد الحرام فإني آخر الأمر وإن مسجدي آخر المساجد وحذرنا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قائلا من آذى أهل المدينة آذاه الله وعليه لعنة الله والملائكة والناس أجمعين لا يقبل الله منهم صرف ولا عدل وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من استطاع منكم أن يموت بالمدينة فليمت بها فإني أشفع لمن يموت بها وكما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر رضي الله عنه، وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر رضي الله عنه، وأصدقهم حياء عثمان رضي الله عنه، وأقضاهم علي رضي الله عنه، وعن الصحابة كلهم أجمعين. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: الله الله في أصحابي، لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي، فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم، ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم، وخير القرون قرني، ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم ألف بين قلوب المسلمين، وأصلح ذات بينهم، وانصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم. اللهم انصر المجاهدين والمستضعفين والمظلومين والمأسورين في سبيلك في كل مكان. اللهم احفظ الحرمين الشريفين، وحرر المسجد الأقصى بقدرتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم انصرهم على أعدائك أعداء الدين. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى، وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي، يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. فاذكروا الله يذكركم، وادعوه يستجب لكم، ولذكر الله أكبر، والله يعلم ما تصنعون. أتم الخلل. Let's fill in the gaps between the shoulders, fill in the gaps in the soft in front of us. Show that we stand as close as possible, shoulder to shoulder, leave no gaps between ourselves, and show that the heels are in a straight line.
الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة، حي على الصلاة، حي على الفلاح، حي على الفلاح. قد قامت الصلاة، قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله.
استوى يعتدل وتقاربوا. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم، غير المغضوب عليهم ولا سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى، والذي قدر فهدى، والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى، سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله، إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى، ونيسرك لليسرى، فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى، سيذكر من يخشى، ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين هل أتاك حديث الغاشية وجوه يومئذ خاشعة عاملة ناصبة تصلى نارا حامية تسقى من عين آنية ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لاغية فيها عين جارية فيها سرر مرفوعة وأكواب موضوعة ونمارق مصفوفة وزرابي مبثوثة أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. Allahu akbar. Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Wa salatu wa salamu ala habibina wa shafi'ina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa barik wa sallam. Allahumma inna ala dhikrika wa shukrika wa husni ibadatika. اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. اللهم اغفر لنا ولجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات، وألف بين قلوبهم واصلح ذات بينهم، وانصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من الكفر والفقر وعذاب القبر. اللهم أحسن عاقبتنا في الأمور كلها، وأجرنا من خزي الدنيا وعذاب القبر وعذاب الآخرة. رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وتعيننا واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. اللهم اغفر لنا ولوالدينا وأساتذتنا وجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات. اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا. اللهم اغفر لهم وارحمهم وسكنهم في الجنة. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ، ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين.